begin the current daf. Mesechtes Pesachim daf Chavav begin on the base. We begin to take the mas that begins with the Gemara. Holy dami elaha. You can only compare it to this case. Shachin la'ayiv, if the bird lands on it, which Tais explains why we need to bring this Mishnah. And that is, what's bothering Tais is that without this Mishnah, we could have explained and understood the Brisa that says that when the animal threshes by itself, it's going to be kosher because of what the Gemara is going to bring right after this Mishnah, that of a papa. So you need uvad dumya de avad. So why do you have to bring this Mishnah? And if a papa is going in this Mishnah, why was it necessary? Why can't you just explain it on the Brisa of Echnis Larifka? And that's Tais in Maisala. The reason why the Gemara is bringing it is because Mishnah Rapapa Amelosa Allah, because yes, Rapapa gave his explanation of Uvad dumya de avad on that Mishnah. And why do you bring in the Mishnah? Fisha Mishnah, because the Mishnah is better to explain on the Mishnah than on a Brisa. Next is the master begins with the Gemara, Allah la zachar, that if a male mounts on the animal, then Psula then it's going to be invalid, which Tais explains that when is it considered that he prefers it in regards to also a load on the paraduma, which bothering Tais is Vim Timmy begin to say, Amai Psula, why when the male mounts the paraduma? Is it going to be possible? Avadile nichle lahafs the parsha the male, you come, what I mean? Most definitely he doesn't prefer, which the simple understanding is, yeah, when a bird lands on it, it doesn't, he's not okay with it. Whereas when the male mounts it, then he prefers the mating process to happen, if it's going to be validated. But he obviously does not prefer it because the paraduma costs a lot of money. And he would not want to lose that bishvul davar mood because of a small thing of the male mating with the female. And that's the Tosfos, yeah, but what you could say is, if you're going to then say it's kosher, then he would prefer it because it's kosher and he's getting the mating. And that's why we're not going to validate it, because then he would have preferred it. From time, then if you're going to say, this that we say that if the cow goes into the team of oxen, Vidasha, and it threshes, where by itself, a mic share, why saying it's valid then in that case of the Braisa, why is it any different than the case of when the male mounts it, for which we're bringing from this Mishnah, that's going to be invalidated, which has the same Savara. Once you can say it's kosher, then he's going to be okay with it, and then it should be Nichalei. And that's the sense of your summary, what you could say is, no, the Hasam Lai Nichalei, but the Shah said, no, there he doesn't care for it at all with the threshing, even after the fact. Shema Vich Kum, but the Shah, because it doesn't gain anything with the threshing. Why? Because without that cow itself, with all the other action, the grain would be threshed anyway, and that's why that case would be kosher, even after the fact. But Rabbi Yehuda Pirsch, he gives a different explanation. He says, no, because the stam parah, generally, a parduma, bachurahi is a very young cow. And we could presume that a person would not want to make the cow go through the effort. And that's why it's loinichalei, even if maybe he would be considered gaining from the threshing, it's still not going to be invalidated because he doesn't care for this gain because he doesn't want to exert the young cow that's a paraduma. And then Tais begin to say, well, they've done this within the Mishnah Parmu Beres, if you have a cow that's pregnated. Rebbe Lezer Machsher, he says it's going to be valid. Macham Pais Macham says it's going to be invalid. Meaning, obviously, if the paraduma became impregnated, it means it was mounted by a male. Yet, how could you say it's kasher? But here we say in our Gemara from the Mishnah recording, Olalah Zachah Psula. If a male mounts it, it's going to be invalidated. How does that seems to contradict what Rebbe Lezer says? That's the test. For some, what you could say is either the Hacha, you're right, over here, Kacham the Pais, and we're going like the sages who say it is invalid. Oh, and Dachanam, because we actually say over here too, in this Mishnah, Rebbe Yehuda Palag V'Amar, Rebbe Yehuda disagrees, and he says, Dafka Helo La Zachar. It's only invalidated if you go ahead and you mount actively on the male. I will all mount to make sure, but if it comes on by itself, it's going to be kosher. So Rebbe Eliezer is like that dispute in Rebbe Yehuda, but our Chachamim is like the Tanakam, or you know, I mean, other approaches. No. Hadam Achab, so this is what he's saying, we're quoting the Mishnah over here that says it's invalidated automatically if the male mounts on the female. That Rebbe Eliezer says, if it's pregnant, which obviously was mounted by a male, it's kosher. Yeah, because this says Paslaim Kashray Bishas Aliyah Venichle. It's only if the owner sees the male mounting, which he's not actively bringing it on, but he sees it, Venichle, and he's happy with it as it's happening. Kadamik Abayhash, like we find a similar svara by that of preparing a food item to be susceptible to Tumah. And if you give him an alf, per kam de chulun, idea tala lemba samech. If let's say the dew is on the food item and he's happy, Hariza Bechiyutan. Then if when the dew is on it and he's happy, then it's going to be considered that it's as if it was placed and it's going to make it acceptable to him. But Nigvu, if already dried up, then in the Mechiyutan, then even if he's happy, it's not going to have the qualification of a Kiyutan. Why? Because it'd be Newton, Dumi, the Yitin. You need that when it's placed by itself, similar to when he places it. Now, even if had he known about it when the dew was on it, he would have been happy. Still, it doesn't make a difference because since he only knew about it after, it's not going to make it the Hushla Tuma. That's the same idea we're saying over here, that even though he's happy when he finds out he's pregnant, but since he didn't know it as it happened, therefore, Rabbi Eliezer could say it's going to be kasha. I bought them in the Perek Agla Rufa, this that we say in Sayyidina Menvav Menal. Oil Paisel, yoke, invalidates. Whether it's during the time of work or it's not. But other things only invalidated only at a time when it's doing work talk. We say over here that the male mounting is going to invalidate it, even though it's not during a time of avaydon. Says this that the male mates with the female, that itself is considered avaydon, if it's considered b'shas avaydon, to invalidate by mounting on the female. Next says the master begins with Zigmara, Mogud. What does this word mean that we're saying in the Brisa that the lost item you shouldn't stretch it out, not on the bed and not on the mogud? Bishabina Thomas says, can be no good like we have in the Gemara and Abin of Tzadik Dalman Aleph, which means that you should spread out the cloak on the wall as a machitza. So nogud means spreading it out. That's what a mogud is, something that you spread something out on. Next to the master begins with Gemara Chadash. If it's new oven, you thought you should chatter it. Just explains that the benefit of the wood only is a problem, as we're seeing from our sugya, as Tais is going to explain, only by Sur Hanna. Which Tais says, this mandamu says that the new oven that was heated with these prohibited Hanna items, that you should shatter the new oven, Ksaba holds, Yeshvach Eitzim Epas, that there is a benefit of the wood in the bread that you're making, therefore bread is forbidden. And Vachanam here also, Yeshvach Eitzim Etaner, that there's also the benefit of the wood in the oven. And moreover, Vizev is a Grey Matzah, this town also holds that although the bread that you're going to make in this oven is going to be caused from a good wood and a problematic oven, but Zev is a Grey, one's good and one's a bad cause, that it's going to be forbidden, and therefore the new oven you have to shatter. Now, the Yeshvach Eitzim Epastis, so we say that the benefit of the wood in the bread, hainu, what that means to say is Eitzim Shein Gurman, Afiyas Apas, that the wood that's causing the baking of the bread, Keshabuka connected, when the flame is opposite the bread. Therefore, it's considered a problem of Shvach Eitzim Epas. Rabban Sabi, the Rabban hold, no, ain't Shvach Eitzim Epas. We don't see the benefit of the wood in the bread itself. Avav Keshabuka connected, even if the flame is opposite as it's baking. The reason for this is because the shalhebis in the bomb and the eats, and the flame doesn't come from the wood. El machmas mashu and this, it's coming from that which is burned from the wood. And therefore, that's not considered as if you see the shvach of the isra and of the eatsim in the bread itself. Vim keni kamagachals, and if it's like the case of the coals. The inisim, and with the isra, the prohibited thing is not there present. And therefore, like we see over there, it's mutar according to everyone. Here, this mandam holds the same thing as even when the flame of the wood is baking the bread, that it's also going to be mutar. Chim perish rashi, sutra rashi explains. But Hikshar of Rebbe Aaron, he says, Le Rebbe, according to the opinion of Rebbe, that he holds, yes, that the Shvach Eitzim HaPas, and the bread is going to be awesome. From Hodama, a Mishnah Masechet is true, Mr. says, someone cooks by mistake, which is a malacha, on Shabbos, by mistake, Yechel, he could eat the food, even on that Shabbos itself. The question is, Vamai, why, Nemi Yeshvach Mukta HaPas, you should see the benefit of the Mukta item in the bread, because the Gechala Muktanein, the coals which you use to cook are Mukta, and you should see that Mukta item in the bread, and therefore the bread should be forbidden. By Marie, the Rishon says, now this problem of shvach of the prohibited item in the bread is only by things that are forbidden to have benefit, like we're discussing here of klayim, of arla, in contrast to that of the Mishnah Masechet Truma, they're talking about Shabbos, which is not a isur hanah. And the Perek Masechet so the Rashi explains in the last Perek in the Beit Zogdav Samachov, the base is going to be tanda shazika b'kamen shel truma, when you have an oven that was heated with kumen of truma, where although truma is something that's forbidden, but since it's not isur hanah, so therefore we're not bothered that, let's say, the bread or the oven is going to be benefited from that isur hanah, from that isur of truma, because it's not isur hanah, and this halach of shvach, bipas, or betanur is only by things which are isur hanah. The next says the master begins with the gemara bishlak of a kacham, if it's cooked on top of coals. Which traces the friendship between ashes and coals, because we said that if you cook it on coals, according to everyone, it's going to be mut. So Taisa says that this, they were saying the words bishla, if it was cooked, sounds like dafka b'diyad. It's only after the fact, but initially, one's not allowed to go ahead and cook on coals of things that are isur hanah. Av agav d'chol nisrof, and although the halach is burnt elsewhere, that whatever is burnt, a foreign mutter, meaning that it's something that's us that has to be burnt. But then the ashes are pimid afalik etchil even initially, so then why is it only b'diyad? So Taisa says, chalak ben afarin, you can differentiate between the ashes, which or even like a chil permitted, ligachalim to the coals, which are not totally pulverized, and there's still the coals left, and therefore rabbinically it is problematic, like a tefillah. Whether it's old or new, yutzan, this Tana holds that you just have to let it cool off. Tais explains, because it's considered like b'diyavin. As Tais explains, well, first of all, that the ziv is a grand mutter. This Tana holds that it's although the oven was heated and made as a new oven from something that's aser, but ultimately when you can use this oven, it's going to be only half of the cause. The fuel you can use then, which is permitted, is going to be other half. And therefore, that's going to be mutter. Now, avagav the zev is a gram davka b'diavad mutter. Now, although the halacha is that this that we say when there's two causations, one good, one bad, it's going to be okay. It's only after the fact. The mukhba said, "Pregat zolmetz avos and migmar avod zadav mchazman base." Domer B.C. says, "Einaitin ogre shal arli can't plant a nut of arla because even that derivative is going to be problematic." But umayir B.C. disagrees. Shem not that if you did plant, shemut is going to be mutter. Why? Because v'chashav leizav is a gram because it's there's two causes, is the knot and the ground that is sprouting together, that which is coming out. So you see that although after the fact it's permitted, but like a chil, it's going to be aser. So how could we say over here that you could go ahead and bake bread in this oven, which although it's there as a goyim, but that's the situation of like a chil. So it's nice now, the hacha hafa kadiyah, but here it's like after the fact. Because the imna mechadosh rutas, if you're going to say that when it's a new oven, you have to shatter it, yasaratan, you're going to have the loss of the oven, which therefore that's like a situation with the oven, and therefore it's going to be mut. Next to the masel with the same words of the Gemara, Bechadish Ben Yashim, whether the oven is new or old, Yutzan, when you fueled it with this Isur Hana, that then all you have to do is let it cool off. So it says, Vavgav, the Zeb is a grand mutter. Although we say when there's two causes, it's going to be mutter, Mikamakim, still, so if it's mutter, so why do you have to even wait till it cools down? Still, Yashan, when it's an old oven, you have to let it cool down. Because, what I mean, because the oven itself is the mutter part, and here the fuel is the Asr part. So it's there as a gram, it should be mutter. So it says, no, keeping the saga lebitzinun, since it's all you have to do is let it cool off. For the mafsa midi, you're not going to lose anything in regards to the oven itself. El isa no lechud, the only thing you're losing is the actual primitive item that you used to fuel it. Therefore, you would have to go ahead and cool it off so that you should not benefit from the isra no, because you're not shattering the oven. So the only thing you have to do is let it cool off. That's like a situation of a ketchila, in contrast to the previous test where you said that's like a situation of a diavid because you're going to cause the loss of the oven. Here you're not. All you're going to lose is the sarana. Well, that's like a ketchila. You're not supposed to do that. And therefore, you have to let it cool down, even by the old oven.